Hello. It's Monday. It is the 273rd day of the year. Can't believe it. I know every time I come on the air, I'm starting out with this. We have 88 days left in the year 2021. Even though it's been one of those strange years, it's almost over. And I've been, you know, reminding people of things that they may have had on their mind that they still have time to do. And you still do. Holidays are around the corner. Literally, they're here. So I guess everybody may even be ready for the holidays that are to come. So I'm just thinking that maybe we should just say Happy New Year 2022, right? Because it's right here. And not only that, election is coming up again in November. Wow. But welcome again to A Voice of a People here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. My name is Linda Sims. I'm your host, okay, for today. And I also need to remind you, we do stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. You can also download a free app on any electronic device. Now, this app is free. Most apps are free. I haven't seen one that you had to pay for to download it. Okay, on any electronic device. And when you download it, I think there's an option that says radio. And then you go to search and you type in or look for WWGH. If you just want to call in, except for today, I will have a call-in guest, so you won't be able to call in today, but hopefully tomorrow you can call in. And if you want to ask questions or make comments, I just need you to write down the number, which is 740-383-9944. We hope to keep you interested with programs that will inspire you or help you, give you wisdom, insight, or try to bring you up to date on things that's happening throughout our city here, Marion, Ohio, and surrounding counties if possible. There are some people who are doing life-changing things in their life, and they are compacting the lives of other people, just like Amy Orr Parker, who has the peanut butter sandwich dinners, like meals to help the homeless. So inspiring and uplifting. And my guest today, Tennille Nickler, she will be calling in. I think she lives in the Bucyrus, Ohio area, but she is another woman that I admire who really reaches out to help other people. But before we get to that, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. I think their last produce will take place in December this month, October the 16th. It will be at their location. It begins at 12 noon and over at 2 p.m. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I feel blessed to have these people that have supported me since I've basically been on the air. They have came at different times that I've been here, but they have stayed with me faithfully, and I thank God for that. You know, because I've been on the air for quite a while now. Yes, I have. 7 years we celebrated June the 10th. And I thank God for them and for you who listen faithfully and support A Voice of a People, even by listening and tuning in. I thank you so much. And if it is your first time, I thank you once again for taking time out of your busy day to listen to the show. I really like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled Spirituality in Daily Life. Spirituality is not a luxury, something for people who have nothing else to do but sit around and meditate. In fact, it is the lack of spirituality in daily life that is causing the breakdown and destruction of our planet and our civilization. What do you think about that? Do you get up in the morning and start out with a motivational, say, clip or scripture or something to motivate you? And, you know, you may wake up today and you really don't feel good about the day and what's going on, you know, like it's been gloomy all day and I just felt like something was just trying to bring me down and attach itself to me, you know, and like later in the afternoon I'm thinking, what is going on? Why do I feel like this? And it just seemed like it just kind of lifted up off me, even though I had my devotion. And I think I was just distracted by some things that have been happening in our family, and, you know, we had a COVID death and things like that, and a lot of sickness going on, and I have a friend that is pretty sick right now too, and praying for her as well. So there can be a lot of things that can hinder or hold us back or take away some of that excitement and some of that joy from us, you know, and we don't intentionally bow to those feelings. We should not want to. So when we feel like we're being overwhelmed by these things, we can look up and say, Lord, help me, or take this away, or we can go to the Bible and look up a scripture, you know, or go to a motivational speaker and feel better about what's going on in your life today, or just get rid of this awful feeling that I have, right? And it goes on to say, as we restore spirituality, we can find methods of working together to create better selves and a better world. Thus, we can see, looking at our global relationships, that spirituality is an integral part of life. And it is. It is a part of life. And, you know, and I think about people that may not read the Bible or go to church or even enlighten themselves or invigorate their inner being by motivational speakers or feel good words or like, you know, I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out, you know, I'm blessed of the Lord and highly favored, you know, God has chosen me to be on the earth at this time, you know, so I must be special to him. And he says that he loves me, so I am loved, you know, I am wanted, and he has given me a ministry, he has given me a reason to be on this earth. So there are a lot of things that we can do to make ourselves feel better, and we need to do that, and not only for ourselves, we need to help build up other people. And that was one of the biggest reasons I have my guest on today, Tenille Nickler. She will be calling in here in a few minutes. But if you can put this, write this down or share this with someone else, spirituality in daily life, that it is important. Sometimes you can get up in the morning and you're in a hurry. You may have overslept or, you know, taking too long to eat your breakfast or to even get ready, put your clothes on, take your shower and things like that. And you run out of the house without your daily devotion. And you can feel that later, like, wow, I didn't have devotion today, so something's not right. So maybe I should, you know, well, Lord help me, or just say a little prayer to, you know, get me going and keep me going. And, you know, we say, well, wear that smile. But sometimes you just don't feel that smile. But sometimes you just have to force that smile, you know, or hi, how are you? Oh, I'm doing fine, and how are you doing? It's so good to see you. You know, just little things like that to help people along the way. And a lot of times if we don't do that, and we see someone, and we may speak, we may look at them and give them a smile, when we walk away, we say, well, why didn't I say, well, how are you? Or something like that, when they've gone past you. But, you know, there are lessons to learn each and every day, how to address people and face to face, how to meet someone. And always to have our heart open so that we can make friends with other people. Right, because, you know, we don't live to ourselves. We live around other people all the time. So let us be mindful of those things, okay? Alrighty. Now, I don't really know a lot about Tenille, but I've known her for some years now, and she is a very energetic woman. I consider her the atomic woman, okay? because she is just so full of life and vitality and just a very spirited young woman. And I'm really excited to share some of her testimony with you today when she calls in. So, alrighty here. Hello?
Hello, yes. Is this the radio?
Yes, it is. Is this Tenille?
Yay!
Hey!
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm sorry?
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, praise God. I'm so excited to share you with our listeners today. I was just giving them a little synopsis about you, and I'm like, she's so spirited and so full of life, and she is really a woman I admire and always have admired you, even from the first time I saw you. And that's been years ago, hasn't it?
Yes, many years ago. Yep.
Wow. I like how time really goes by fast, doesn't it?
You know, sometimes I'm like, wow, you know, God has given me the gift to slow down a little bit and actually enjoy every season in my life. So, you know, some people do say, you know, life goes by really fast, but man, with me, it's like I'm really soaking in every single moment with my family and my kids and my friends, so I enjoy it, yes.
Well, absolutely, yes, and that is so, what you call addictive. When you see mm-hmm. and meet a person with the spirit that you have in you that you want to have a part of that. Well, maybe she can help invigorate me to do something. And you know, you push people forward just by your presence.
Oh, yay. Yeah. You know, and that's my calling that God has gifted me with, is just to empower others and empower other women and other moms. I'm proud of that, and I'm happy that he has given me that gift and that purpose.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Yes.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Yes.
God knows
well,
who
thank
to
you.
Yeah, he God knows who to gift who with what, right?
That's right. He does. He has created us, and he knows what he's doing.
Right. And sometimes I'll look at your page, and I'm just really stirring up in the mornings, and you've already ran 5 miles or so.
Yep, I'm challenging myself every day, you know, pushing that mindset, challenging myself physically, emotionally, mentally, and that's what keeps me going.
That's good. Now, is it my understanding that you do have, before I go to there, share a little bit about you to our listeners, your background, a little bit about your background, you know, your children. I know you're a married woman, and I know you're also a spiritual woman. And that was part of my thought for today, spirituality and daily life. So just share a little bit about yourself with us.
Okay, awesome. Yes, so I am Tenille Nickler. I am a mom of 4 children, 9, 7, let me get them right, 9, 7, 5, and 3. I met my husband in church. It was definitely God doing. I fasted, and God gave me the man of my dreams, the man that makes us connected as a puzzle piece, and it's a blessing that God provided him for me. And we have, we're a family of 6, so we're busy, you know, but I lost my mom 15 years ago, and that really hit home for me, and it was hard for me, but as a mom and a wife, it's something that has made me who I am today, and has gotten me through the struggles that I have experienced being a mother and a wife, so.
That's great. That is great, and I don't hear that too often. I fasted, and God blessed me with my husband. Now that's...
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Was mm-hmm. that a long fast or a short one?
It was a long fast. It was probably a month fast. I was lost. I was struggling. I just got out of college. I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I know I wanted that perfect, you know, marriage, that perfect family. So I fasted for a little while, and I say a little while, but it was about a month, and, you know, got my Bible out daily and just took time and spent time with God and didn't focus on, you know, is this guy for me? Is this one for me? I focused on my Father, and He really prepared me for the man that was made for me, and it was all because I took time to spend with God.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because He has to be the foundation.
Right.
He has to be. And you know, sometimes mm-hmm. people get lost into that because it's all about what they want and what they need, or they feel that it is, you know, and then they end up with the wrong mates, you know. So
right.
That is so powerful what you said, and don't think I won't be sharing that.
Yeah.
Because I will. And when I think mm-hmm. about you, I remember how you cut off all your hair because I think it was one of your friends was going through cancer or had to have her hair. You remember
yeah.
that?
So my sister-in-law, my nephew had cancer when he was very young, and he is a survivor, praise Jesus. And mm-hmm. then my sister-in-law went through the process, too. And, you know, with her going through it, it really opened me up to if we ask and seek God for healing and comfort, then He will provide that to us. In Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock. If you're not asking God, then you're not believing for it.
Amen.
So we prayed and we, you know, prayed over her. We did things for her. And I even shaved my head bald for her just to allow myself to go through the process with her so she didn't feel alone.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. And I bet that really helped her out, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I was just a little piece of her puzzle. She had a big support team and a big encouraging family that helped along her journey. But it was just a little piece of the puzzle. And sometimes those small pieces are the big, meaningful, you know, reasons somebody can survive. And she was an overcomer as well. She's a survivor, praise Jesus.
Right, and I remember that it was somebody close to you. I thought it was a friend, but that's been a while back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I admired you for doing that. That's not an easy thing for people to do.
Yeah, you know, I always say be you because everyone else is taken. You know, somebody's going to judge you either. Even if you have a red shoe on or a yellow shoe on, you are going to be judged no matter what. So just do what your heart desires.
Amen.
You know, go to God first. He'll lead you. And you can't worry about everybody else.
That's true.
You have to be you because we're all uniquely made from God.
That was another wisdom point. Be you because mm-hmm. everyone else is taken. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, you're just so spirited and you have a lot of wisdom. Young lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
A lot of wisdom. Yes.
And you know, following that, I love that you say that about me. Because growing up in school, I had a disability.
Did you?
I had a learning disability through school. So they kind of put a title on me that I wasn't going to make it through school. I wasn't going to go to college. I wasn't going to be successful because I had that title of having a disability, an LD.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents, wow, did they encourage me? Did they push me to become who I wanted to become?
Right.
Did, you know, they are the reason where I'm at today, doing what I love, living my dream, empowering one woman at a time. So I give them all the credit. So even if somebody puts a title on you, you don't have to accept that.
That's true. It's all about what you answer to, right?
Right, correct. What you allow to speak into you as well, yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't have never considered you with a disability. No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it crazy? Yeah.
No way.
And I run my own book club now. You know, I empower. I have my own women team. You know, it's all because of God. I give God all the glory.
Amen.
You know, but He is the main point in my life. I always say God first, family second, career third. Because without Him, I can't do any of it.
Yes. Yes, you're right. None of us can without Him. We right. are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nor can we do anything. So right, so right. So you said you have a book club. What book are you reading now?
Oh, it's inside. I can't go see what it is. It's very good. Oh, I'm running. Listen to me. I'm outside because my kids just got home from school. So I'm like, you guys go inside and be quiet.
Oh, okay. That was nice.
Yeah. So the book that we are reading is Win the Day by Mark Batterson. It's 7 Daily Habits to Help You Stress Less and Accomplish More.
Okay, so it's like a devotional type book?
It's a chapter book, but it's faith-based.
Okay.
So it's very good. And I run a book club, and we meet and discuss every Sunday morning. And it's just something that one of my other coaches, she gets questions around, so we're more impacted in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. It's fun to read a book along with others because I feel like you get more out of it.
Yes, I think so too. Because you mm-hmm. were part of that last book that we read at the TGP, The Emotional Healthy Woman.
Oh, that was so good.
Wasn't it? It was good. So inspired me too, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be a better woman. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So much that, you know, we can do to help other women. And, you know, you have daughters. I have daughters. I have one granddaughter and one great-granddaughter. But it's something that, you know, it's nonstop, believe it or not. You're a mother
oh, yeah.
until you leave this world. You are a mother. And you're
mm-hmm.
in that position to encourage and strengthen and motivate them and tell them yes when they're saying no and feeling no, I can't do this, I'm tired and all that, you know. So I've had to be that coach also like your mother was to you and like you are to your daughters and your sons,
right.
you know, and your son. Yep. So
yeah.
That's great, your book club.
Yeah.
That is great.
Well, you know, having my kids was such a blessing, and every year, every season is so different with them. You know, once you feel like, oh, I got it, you know, I know what I'm doing, it's like, okay, new season, you know, have this challenge. And so with that, you know, we can make it through as long as we get help, and, you know, that's why I love the support of having a women's group. It's because we can go to each other for questions. We can go to each other for advice or for help, you know. But that's a reason why I joined Beachbody as a coach is because, you know, I have 4 kids. I was pregnant or breastfeeding for at least 5 years. So I was lost. I was lost. I was a mom. I was a wife. I was a sister. But who was Tennille?
Right.
You know, I got lost in the motherhood. I got lost in being a wife that had dinner on the table every day. You know, I got lost on who I was. So that's when I had to find my why
mm-hmm.
and my reasoning of how do I get back to Tennille?
Right.
How do I get back to being happy, being fun, and having energy, and being joyful? And working out and eating healthy has been such a big part of that.
That's great. That's great. And I know some of the ladies that are listening, they can't call in because you called in. So
yeah.
I'm sure that they're really enjoying, you know, hearing your life struggles, your life story. We all, as women, go through that. I think we lose ourselves even with the first child because everything changes about us, you know, and around us. And I remember being a young mother how I lost myself for years. Years, you know, because I really wasn't ready for it. But thank God along the way, I did find myself somewhat. Didn't lose it again.
Right. Right. And sometimes, you know, there's a quote out there, and the quote is, fake it till you make it. And yes. I'm not a fan. I do not like that quote. I'm not a fan of that quote. I don't agree with faking it. Because right. I agree with everybody has a struggle. Everybody has a storm. And in order to have confidence and encouragement to get through that, you need to know that others have survived through it and have made it through that storm. So it gives you hope. So I'm real. I'm raw. If you follow me on social media, I tell you I'm having a bad day. I tell you I'm having an awesome day because everybody has ups and downs. You know, like Pastor said yesterday, either you're going through a storm, you just came out of a storm, or you're in the middle of a storm. And I love that because it's so true.
Yes, it is. The story of all of our lives, we're challenged each and every day. And I like how you started out the conversation, that you do challenge yourself to be a better you.
Mm-hmm.
To do a little bit more today than you did yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and that's your mindset too. You know, you're not going to, you know, maybe listen to this radio thing or find a quote or listen to a sermon and wake up the next day and be like, okay, I listened to that. I'm good. No, it's an everyday mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to work on it every single day. I've been doing this, you know, I've been coaching for 3 years now, and I still have to have my positive mindset. I still have to search for that, you know, joyful mindset every single day. But it's easier because I've been doing it. But it does. It starts with the mindset of knowing, hey, I need to do something. If I want something different, then I need to do something different.
Right. Absolutely. It sounds like how my day started. It was like, wow, in the dumps. And it was like there was this heavy thing lit on my shoulders. And it's like, where did this come from? Why do I feel like this, you know? We've had death in our family. And a good friend of mine, Annette Johnson, Minister Annette Johnson.
Yes, I remember her, yeah.
Yes, you know, she just had her sixth heart attack a week or so ago. And you know, just been praying for her and lifting her up. I went to see her yesterday. She's coming along, though. But we have remained friends throughout all these years. And I just, you know, wanted to encourage her. I talked to her this morning. It's just sometimes those burdens can get on you, you know, because you're feeling for a person and you're praying for a person. But I like what you said, and I do the same thing on this radio show. Well, I didn't have such a good day today, but hey, I'm here. Praise God.
Right. Yep. I woke up this morning.
Amen.
You know, the sun's shining right now. It was supposed to rain all day. Like, you can find those little things that will just spark your smile or your joy, you know?
Yes.
Like I said before, it can start with the little things.
Yes, absolutely.
And then all those little things can add up to a big change in your life.
Yes, it can. Because I was like, Lord, where did this come from? And, you know, get it off of me. And it kind of just lifted up. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go about my day, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to rebuke that, you know. Not today, devil. Uh-uh. You do not have my mind. You do not have my heart, my soul. You don't have my family. Yes, absolutely. I was praying with my son the other night, because I pray over my children every night, and if I don't feel like it one evening, because that does happen,
mm-hmm.
I am human, they remind me, Mommy, you didn't come pray over us.
Wow.
So I was praying with my son the other day, and he was worried about something, you know, going through a challenge, and I said, Son, you got to rebuke that.
Right.
So then we had a whole conversation about what that meant. But it was so cool sitting with my son, you know, at his bed, him and I, one-on-one, having a conversation about allowing the devil to flee.
Right, right.
It was very empowering for us, so.
I think he's at that age where the enemy is so busy, especially our young men, you know, growing up. I remember my grandson, and it was like the enemy was just trying to fill him with all kind of thoughts and things like that. But when you pray over them, they feel that peace. They feel the presence of God, and they need it. And they realize they need it. That's why they said, Mom, you didn't pray over us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just like us. You know.
And that's a thing, too. Who is fueling your fire?
Right.
Who are you allowing to speak into you? Who are you watching on TV? Or who are you following on social media? All that is feeding into you.
That's true.
So that's why I attend... You know, I try to attend church every Sunday. It's because I have to fuel my faith.
Right.
If I don't fuel my faith, I can allow other things to sneak in.
That's
so,
true.
You know, if you don't attend church or if you watch online, that's good too. But being in the presence, being around other church-like people, you know, believers,
yes,
makes a difference. So
it
fueling
does.
Your faith is so important, and that is so important in my life, in my parenting, and being a wife.
I think we get our strength from one another being in a corporate setting like that, you know, and because we all need something from God. It may not be the same thing, but we all have our need, you know, when we come together on Sundays, and we're like little birds with our mouths open waiting on our mommy to come and feed us. You know, we're waiting on our Father to fill us up and, you know, make us feel better, take away the pain or whatever we may be going through. And the corporate body, a body of baptized believers in Christ Jesus, I mean, there's nothing more stronger than that, I don't think, other than your, you know, your private relationship with Christ. But that body of baptized believers, you know, the spirit can just jump around from one to the other, you know, or one person starts crying and then everybody starts crying. It's just, you know, we can't fake that either. That is just real.
Right, right. It's empowering. It's,
yes, it is.
I tell you, when I see others, when I see others being connected with the Lord and, you know, upset or, you know, crying or just digging deeper in their worship, man, that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the most powerful things for me, is to see others being connected with the Father.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, there are a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go to church. You have women that feel that way. You have men that feel that way. And what could you say to them to possibly make an impact in their life today, Danielle?
To attend church?
Yes.
Is that what you're...
Or have a spiritual walk? Or
You have to step out of your comfort zone. We all have fear. We're all scared. We all, you know, I like to sit at home and cuddle up on my couch and, you know, watch an online service.
Mm-hmm.
But to be present, to step out of your comfort zone, that's when things start changing. That's when your faith starts growing. That's when you start raising your hand, shouting to our Father, is stepping out of your comfort zone. Everybody should do it. And just, you know, like today, I've never been on a radio, but I stepped out of my comfort zone, and I'm so proud of myself for doing that because it has allowed me to grow. So if you're struggling in your faith and you're wanting to grow, you should step out and attend church with others and get out of that comfort zone. Because we all have a comfort, and we don't want to step out. But it's rewarding when we do.
It is rewarding, and it can be debilitating when we allow ourselves to be hindered by our fears and just being so comfortable and not wanting to move, you know. And I agree with you, because I have some comfortable spots. It's hard for me to move out of also. But you were talking about you have a women's team now. So tell us a little bit about your women's team.
So I have a accountability on Facebook through social media. It's called the Warrior Women Believers. And it's just believing in ourselves to become the best version of ourselves. And we do it together. I have young girls. I have moms. I have grandmas. I have a group of women that just keep each other accountable to live every day at the top of their level. How good can I be today? What step can I take to encourage myself today to grow? And we do workouts. We work on our nutrition every day. And it's just a place to come where we feel safe. We do book clubs. We do morning workouts. We do potlucks. We do gatherings. We do retreats. And it's just a place my husband and I were in a place a while back of finding friends, finding a connection with young adults our age. Mm-hmm. And we're struggling doing that. So I stepped out of my comfort zone and I became a coach. And now I have a group of women that I can lean on and that I can grow with and that I can come with support and questions.
Right. That's good. That is good. Mm-hmm. I know some women who don't even, or marriages, young marriages, that don't even have friends that they can, like you said, gain support from one another or share things with one another. You can't go too far when you're, in your marriage and things like that. Some things are private, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But you feel like everybody should have a friend or two that, like you say, come together, read a book, or go on a retreat together, or read a book together. Just so many things that, we need to connect with other people. I feel as being a couple or a husband and wife, and your children can meet other children and things like that. So you're sharing such rich stuff with us today, Tanil. I am so happy
thank you.
I had you be on my show.
Yeah.
I really am.
And, it's your heart, your life, your happiness, and your responsibility. So, if you need to today, take a moment and sit down and just think, where am I struggling in my life? What do I want to change in my life? What do I want to do to become happy? Or what can I do to have more joy? Just sit down for 5 or 10 minutes and think about it and write it down. And it doesn't have to be something big. Maybe it can be something little, as in changing your breakfast from a bagel from the fast food to an apple, or maybe moving your body, getting outside for a walk 10 minutes a day. But we need to start somewhere, because we deserve to be happy and enjoy life.
Isn't that what our Father wants for us?
Absolutely.
He wants us to enjoy our life. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be content with such things as we have. And the only way we can do that is, like you said, get up. Start your day. Come out of your comfort zones, and be happy. Find a way.
Right.
Find a way.
Mm-hmm.
You're so inspired.
He made a way for us, and we just need to push through it. Yep.
You have so inspired me way beyond my expectations, just with our conversation today. Yes, you have. And I'm sure those who are listening are excited about this too. And I was so upset because I changed my phone service, and my Facebook, where I advertised my show, it kind of like froze and I couldn't get the advertisement in there. And it's like,
My husband was saying that the radio was talking about how Facebook and Instagram is down right now.
So that's what's going on. Okay, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, he said the radio is saying that they're down right now and something's going on with social media. Because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't get a hold of Linda.
Well, praise God, I can make a call, and you were able to call me, but I couldn't advertise.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
But we made it, and oh my gosh, I enjoyed this so much. I was nervous. Like I said, I had to step out of my comfort zone, but
I always tell people, people can't see you, so that's some comfort.
I do, I do live workouts. I do fun, free groups on Facebook. I'm actually going to be doing one in October. It's going to be called Booty Bootacular.
Ooh-wee.
and it's going to be just a fun workout for 14 days. It's totally free. So, if you want to jump on or anybody wants to be involved, you are more than welcome to join us. It's just, I usually do a free group every month just to help women, support them, encourage them, So.
And how can they be a part of that?
They can find me on Facebook and reach out to me, message me. That's how I do all of my accountability and my Beachbody coaching.
Okay.
Is through social media.
And that's Tenille Nickler. Spell your name for them.
Tenille Nickler. So Tenille, T-I-N-I-E-L. And then Nickler, N-I-C-K-L-E-R.
There you go. Those of you who are interested and want to hook up with Tenille, be my guest. She will have you jumping like I don't know what.
We have fun. And you know, there's something for everybody.
Yes.
You know, even though I do Beachbody, if that's not for you, whatever you're doing, if it works, then I'll support you. I feel like everybody has their own thing that they like.
Yes.
And that they do. But as long as you're doing something, I think that's encouraging.
And that's what matters, that you're doing something. That you're getting up and you know, have great expectations for your day. Have something to look forward to. That's big.
Right.
That's big. That is really big.
Thank you. And you know, just to leave you with something is, we don't have to live our next year how we have lived our past year.
Amen.
So I encourage you to sit down and write something today to help you grow in the upcoming year.
Thank you, Tenille. Believe it or not, we are out of time. I'm so sorry it went by so fast, but thank you for all that you have shared with each and every one of us, and you continue to enjoy your very blessed day, and thank you.
Yes, thank you, Miss Linda. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless. Tenille Nickler, everybody. Can you believe the energy that this young lady has? Wow, she shared a lot with us. A voice of a people. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.